Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the heavens looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. If you believe there's a man in the sky, or if you believe there's a wheel we all ride, or if you believe in none of these things, still Christmas is holy for the joy that it brings. The tale of a mother blessed with a son. The tale of a people whose Savior has come. A light that can shine through all darkness and fear, and sharing our love with the ones we hold dear. If you're in the north, you'll get pine trees and snow, the sound of bells jingling wherever you go. If you're in the south, you'll get summer sunshine with warm nights and flowers, but it's still Christmas time. Over factories and farms, over cities and mines, over forests stripped bare, over wetlands run dry, over mountaintops blasted, and shanties forlorn. Christmas night passes, and new hope is born. The oceans may rise, and the deserts may grow. Tornadoes may dance, and the hurricanes blow. Wars they may rage, and injustice prevail. Still children will sing of a star with a tail. The birth of a baby, the light of a star, these things they are holy, whoever you are. The promise of joy through all trouble and strife, of peace on this planet, goodwill to all life.
That was Ann Clements from our area, who was doing her adaptation of Away on a Manger. She called it Away on a Planet. And we actually began yesterday's show with another song of hers. Thought we might as well do this one today. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. And this first part of our show is a bit of a spillover from yesterday's show, where we had quite a number of original songs for Christmas by members of the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective, who the last couple of Tuesdays did a lot of different kinds of songs, but especially songs that they'd originally written for the occasion, as they helped to raise some money for Toys for Tots. And we've got two of the folks who weren't able to come in yesterday joining us, Justin Rundon, who's been here fairly recently, and Emily Otness, who's been here before but not for a while. They're of the younger set, compared to most of the people we had on the show yesterday. And I've really enjoyed their work, what I've been able to hear of it, and I'm always glad to have them back. So thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Just kind of curious, and either of you, either or both of you can answer this. I'm assuming that you are indeed among the youngest who are involved in this collective. I know Justin Larkin is, I guess he's a little bit older than you all.
I think he's 21 or
something. Yeah, so, and what are you, Justin?
I'm 20. I think we're all like late teens, early 20s.
I might be the youngest. I'm 18.
18, and well, actually, Kenna Rice is also 18, so we heard her yesterday, although she wasn't here yesterday. So you're the babies of the bunch, and I just wonder how you feel you fit into a group that, you know, is mostly middle-aged, I suppose.
Well, it's been a really good experience hearing all the local artists, whatever age they may be, because it opens your eyes to different genres of music, and we kind of bring our own flavor to the group, so it's pretty fun.
Yeah, I agree. It's cool to see like the dynamic between the older folks and younger kids like us, because especially at the Woody Guthrie thing,
because
like you have younger kids like us who don't know too much about Woody Guthrie, and then people whose Woody Guthrie was our Bob Dylan, kind of, you know.
If anything, it really does bind the community together, because if there were no singer-songwriter collective, we'd kind of be doing this on our own.
Have you found it to be a source of good support for what you're doing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We get more shows booked than we normally would, because through this organization, we kind of all support each other and help create events.
What happened? I know that the first Tuesday a month, there's the official meeting of the Singer-Songwriter Collective, and then the other Tuesdays, various people actually perform at the Clark Bar. Do you go to the first Monday meetings? And if so, what happens at those?
I've been to one, and that's when you sit in a circle in a dark room and play songs to each other. It's pretty nice,
it's
actually,
fun.
Yeah.
I've been to one intimate. Also.
And do people give critiques at all or comments on songs, or just, you know, they hear a song and everybody nods and says, oh, it was good?
Yeah, kind of. It's just kind of like someone plays a song and then everyone, if anyone wants to say anything, they can, but don't necessarily have to. I think, like I said, I've only been to one, so.
I haven't really heard any criticism. I think it's more of a support
thing.
And then social and so on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like listening to music.
What do you find to be some of the things that, besides physical age, that differentiate what you're doing with songs from what some of the older folks are doing?
I'm the only one, I think, that plays piano and sings. They usually stick to string instruments, which I wish I could be better at, honestly, but... So it's kind of hard for me. I wouldn't be able to go to every single meeting because I'd run out of guitar songs pretty quickly.
They don't have a piano at the Clark Bar?
They have a really old one. I don't think it's in tune.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's cool to see how the difference is in the songs we write compared to the older people in the collective, because we have the younger kind of hipper... You know, genre sounding, like, we write the younger sounding songs while the older
people. What do you think makes it sound younger? Can you describe that?
Probably just like the influences we've had, like the music we are listening to, I guess, is different from the music that the older people in the collective have listened to and probably are listening to now.
Yeah, I hear a lot of old fashioned kind of country style from the older people, and we bring a little more pop. Or whatever we.
They grew up in the
to.
Protest era. So.
Yeah.
So of course there is certainly a range of ages of the people who are left. Of course, Justin, right before we went live with this show, you had just told me that you listen routinely to this radio station.
Yes.
So you're listening
to
classical, and which is old music.
Yeah, that's very very old music.
So how does that influence, if at all, what you're doing with your songs?
I think it has a decent influence on me. I did band when I was younger, so we played classical sounding music, you know, orchestral type stuff. So I don't know, I've always kind of liked it. I'm sure it's had an influence already, but more recently, definitely, I'm trying to kind of incorporate the melodic classical sound of like songs not being like a repeat thing and just like kind of a flowing
A little bit more of a, less of a song, for standard song form to
it.
Yeah,
yeah. I love that about classical
something
music.
Has a development and...
Yeah, yeah. A lot of, like, climax and, like, you know, crescendo, decrescendo, changing up, like, you know, the tempo and stuff.
More complexity overall.
Yeah, a lot more.
Did you happen to incorporate any of that sort of thing into your new Christmas song?
No, not this new Christmas song. This one's kind of jazzier, so. But in, like, newer songs I have been writing, I've been trying to.
And do you listen to jazz also?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was in a jazz band as well back in the day, so.
So you've got lots of different things.
I love jazz, yeah.
Swirling around in your brain. Justin Rondon and Emily Otness are with us here from the Singer-Songwriter Collective in Champaign-Urbana to play for us their original Christmas songs, and I think we'll start with Justin's. Do you any? I've asked everybody else yesterday. Is there any background for us to know about how you came up with this?
Basically, just it's kind of a wintery. Well, we were supposed to write a song, so this is just kind of playing and thinking about winter, I guess.
It's
just
so kind winter of, more than Christmas.
Yeah, well, like the season, the holiday season, you know, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. There's a lot of different things, but I guess, like, yeah, Christmassy, winter.
The December holiday time.
Yeah, the December holiday tune.
And does this have a name?
No, just wintertime, I guess. It's just a flowing, soothing, jazzy wintertime tune.
Okay, from Justin Rondon, live on Live and Local.
Winter time. Oh, in the city tonight, and it's so cold outside today. And I wore my toes by the fire when the sun's not bright, and all the trees they sway, and I see no leaves tonight, and I'm so cold, but I'm fine tonight.
Excuse me, a song for winter time, I guess. Justin Rondon, written for the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective, and it made its debut this past Tuesday, or previous.
Yes, actually. At the Toys for Tots benefit show at Clark Bar.
Right. And we also have Emily Otness, who had the same assignment that everybody had for these particular benefit shows for Toys for Tots. What was the assignment specifically? Was it a Christmas song, a wintertime song, a December song?
Write an original holiday tune, which was pretty broad. to perform at the Toys for Tots show, which unfortunately I didn't make because I wasn't feeling too well that
night. Yeah, I heard that. That's too bad.
Yeah, but now I'm feeling great, so I'm happy to be here.
I'm glad you're not germinating the rest of us. So
I hope not.
Although that would really mean something else. Let me mention before we hear Emily's song that tonight at 7 o'clock on the FM 90.9 Evening Concert, you'll hear three holiday specials, starting with an updated version of Jonathan Winter's A Christmas Carol, then a new Latin American holiday travelogue called Festivo Alt Latino, and from 9 to 11, the NPR music presentation of the 32nd annual Paul Winter Solstice Concert. That's Jonathan Winter's A Christmas Carol, Festivo Alt Latino, a Paul Winter Solstice tonight at 7 o'clock, starting at 7 o'clock on the Evening Concert here on FM 90.9. And as long as we're mentioning A Christmas Carol, I might as well say that on Monday's Live and Local, we're actually going to have an early start, two-hour special edition of the show to represent something we've been doing for a few years now, which is a version of Dickens' A Christmas Carol created by Bah Humbug Productions and Parkland Theater in 2009, featuring Nick Schneider as the writer and also in the role of Ebenezer Scrooge. And we'll be running that from 3 to 5 on Monday afternoon. So I hope you'll look forward to that. Emily, any particular inspiration for your song?
This is a specific Christmas song. It's called This Christmas. So it's about just missing a loved one. It's like a love song, kind of a sad one.
Oh. Well, let's listen to it. Emily Otness here on Live and Local.
This Christmas, my only wish is to be yours. I'll be waiting for a card saying I adore you. And so I'm hanging up the mistletoe. Christmas to me.
I imagine that song felt sad, but it didn't sound all that sad.
Yeah.
Dare I ask the story behind it?
Oh, well, I don't really think there's actually a specific story. The words just kind of came to me, and I really liked writing about Christmas-themed things, putting a little mistletoe in there. I just thought it was sweet.
Well, it is sweet.
Thank you.
It's a sweet song. From Emily Otness here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Coming up, by the way, which I have failed to say so far, the second portion of our show, I'll be talking with Julie Byler and Eve Harwood, both associated with the Chorale in Champaign-Urbana, with Julie being the artistic director, music director of the Chorale. And we'll be talking a little bit early about their what is normally their New Year's Eve show at the Virginia Theater in Champaign. It's going to actually this year not be at the Virginia Theater because there's renovations going on there, and not on New Year's Eve, but the night before New Year's Eve at the Vineyard in Urbana. So we'll be talking about that coming up and hear a little bit from them, and they've got some of their young artists who are going to be participating in that concert, as they will be doing all year long, all their concerts this year. So that's coming up on Live and Local. Justin Rondon is with us as well, and you were here, what, just a couple weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, I think so, about a week or two.
Yeah, with Justin Larkin, and you were both involved in a show, and we didn't have a lot of time, and you kind of got shortchanged, because that Justin got two songs, and you only got one song at the time. And
sure.
So I thought I'd give you a chance to do something else, which doesn't need to be a Christmas song.
Cool, yeah, I'll totally do another song. I'll do this newer song. I usually do this with a looping pedal and a weird voice pedal thing, but it'll sound cool like this.
Once it's in tune, that is.
Yeah. I'll just use the tuner, probably.
I haven't actually watched. I've seen people tuning with a tuner, but I haven't actually looked to see what that tuner says. It's, those of you who haven't seen these sorts of things,
they're really neat.
You clip them to the top of the what do you call that part of the guitar?
I guess maybe the head, because this is the neck, body, neck, head.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
And somehow it tells you if you're in tune or not, which on a guitar is always tricky.
Yeah. There's a lot of fiddling around with the tuning, that's for sure. But, okay, this song is untitled, actually. But it's about end-of-the-day stuff.
Walk on in, settle in, settle down, and wind me up for the next round. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, do, do, do. Stop, the show is over now. Sun is down, sky is dark, take a bow. You need rest for your body now. Now great again. Go home again, walk on in, settle down. And wind me up for the next round.
Justin Rondon, an untitled song that I imagine will acquire one at some point.
Yeah, I'm working on it. It's still kind of a new song, so I'm working on the title.
Does that take both of you sort of a while to come up with a title? Is that a difficult process?
Not really. I think that it becomes more apparent over time when you look at your lyrics and decide what's the most memorable part of this song and what's the theme. For me, it's pretty easy, and I enjoy picking them out.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard, I guess. I don't really think about the name too much until I'm done. But sometimes, like, you know, songs, the name of the song will be, like, obvious because it's, like, in the chorus or something.
Yeah.
But usually I just kind of slap one on at the end.
This one not so much, apparently.
Yeah. Maybe, like, Rest for Your Body or something like that because I say that a lot. But I don't know.
I was thinking The Next Round.
Yeah,
ooh,
I thought
The Next
that
Round.
Too.
Yeah, that would be a good one, too, yeah.
Because it's maybe less obvious, because it doesn't come to the end, right?
Yeah, and I say it in the beginning, and I say it again in the end. But I'm actually not sure if I might even write an end to it.
Well, that was actually going to be my next question. Okay. You know, all these songs we've been hearing yesterday and today, and I played a couple the day before from the Singer Songwriter Collective. They're all brand new, so I'm assuming that most of them will probably have some changes here and there.
Probably.
You know, now that you've tried them out once.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I appreciate your coming in today, Justin Rondon and Emily Otness from the Champaign Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective. And it's been fun to hear all these new songs for Christmas.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate you taking the time.
It was a blast.
Our broadcast today on Live and Local is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's musical heritage at the University of Illinois, now featuring new exhibits entitled America's Musical Past, Shenanigans, Hootenannies, and Other Twisted Adventures. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. Stay tuned next for a conversation about the early New Year concert by the Chorale. They're calling it Winter Around the World.
When I was a child, I do believe we decorated the house on Christmas Eve with trinkets and tropical fruit. For you see, in the islands we had not a Christmas tree.
Siamo sin Cristo, Siamo sin Cristo, Siamo sin Cristo. It's Christmas in the tropics.
These stockings were hung on the bedpost tree, for nobody in the island had a chimney. When all of our Christmas prayers were said, then off we would go to be tucked into bed. We go to church early on Christmas morn to hear how the holy child was born. Everybody was solemn to a fine degree until the vicar pronounced the doxology.
Siamo sin Cristo, Siamo sin Cristo, Siamo sin Cristo. It's Christmas in the tropics.
The people come from far and near with rice and pea and ginger beer. Then we shake the hand of we fellow man and wish you all the happiness we can. Everybody come down to the marketplace, all the gal dress up in their silk and lace. Real calypso sing by the mandoline when it's Christmas Day in the Caribbean.
Siamo sin Cristo, Siamo sin Cristo, Siamo sin Cristo. It's Christmas in the tropics.
The marketplace, it looked mighty fine with decoration of many kind. The concert band will play many a tune, and the fireworks come in the afternoon. The rum and coconut water flow among the rich and the poor, the high and low. Old Santa Claus, he looked mighty cute in a Panama hat and white linen suit.
Siamo sin Cristo, Siamo sin Cristo, Siamo sin Cristo. It's Christmas in the tropics.
Siamo sin Cristo, Siamo sin Cristo, Siamo sin Cristo. It's Christmas in the tropics.
You just heard one song plus part of another one, sort of by accident, from one of my absolute favorite Christmas records from my childhood. It's called Calypso Christmas, featuring the DePauw Chorus. Leonard DePauw conducting. Used to be called the DePauw Infantry Chorus. And I don't even have a date on this. The Sony CD reissue tells you absolutely nothing, which is really very unfortunate. But we had the LP. My mom had the LP that I've heard ever since I was a tiny one, and finally found this on CD, and I might play another one of these at the very end of the show, just because this is such fun. You're listening to Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and with us for this portion of the show is Julie Beiler, who is director of the Chorale, based in Champaign-Urbana, a community choral organization, and Eve Harwood, who is involved particularly with this performance in a couple of different ways. And the performance we're talking about is called An Early New Year, Winter Around the World. And I'll let Julie explain why it's early, because there's a couple of, I mean, this is a long-standing tradition for the Chorale to do a New Year's Eve concert. There's a couple of twists to that this year.
Yes, for 21 years we have been at the Virginia Theater, so this will be our first real New Year's Eve off. We're not at the Virginia Theater, and we're not there New Year's Eve because the Virginia is being closed for restoration. So our chore was to search for another venue that offered everything we needed: good parking, comfortable seating, lots of good lights. And so we're at the Vineyard Church's auditorium, which is a lovely facility on North Lincoln, not far away. But because of the Vineyard schedule, we had to move our program to the 30th. So we're hoping that that's a Sunday evening, and that that will give everyone a chance to come to hear us and also to celebrate New Year's Eve the next evening. So don't be confused. Don't come New Year's Eve. Come on the 30th.
Yeah, if you're used to hearing the Chorale. Of course, the concert is always called See You at the Virginia.
Right, and we're now seeing you at the Vineyard.
And then the title, Winter Around the World, which I assume says something about the theme for the evening.
It does. Musical. The theme for the year is A World in Tune, and that was pretty much inspired by our trip to Central Europe this summer. We traveled in former communist countries and heard from all of those people how great freedom was, and so A World in Tune just popped into my mind. And music from around the world. We're doing, because it's not New Year's Eve, we're taking just a little liberty and sneaking a few lesser-known Christmas pieces and winter pieces in there. So we're doing something from Spain and doing an African Noel and doing a John Rutter piece, What Sweeter Music. And for those of you who want to put your tongue in your cheek, we're doing a little Pachelbel mixed in with Old Saint Nick, and just a whole potpourri of interesting music.
Well, that sounds like fun. It reminds me a little bit of the song we ended the show with yesterday, that a fellow named Michael Meadows called A Really Brief Ceremony of Carols. And what he'd done was just string together probably about every Christmas carol he could think of. I think it began, Hark the Herald Angels Roasting on an Open Fire. I think that's how it started, which gives you sort of the flavor of that particular song. So is this anything like that?
Well, probably not quite that obscure, but we'll start with Jingle Bells, just so everybody knows it's winter, and a David Wilcox arrangement, which is kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's hear a little bit of the Chorale itself from your Young Artist Scholarship Concert from last April, which you called Our American Connection. Which is a little bit of a connection in a way, inadvertent as it happens, with the CD I just played from. The DePauw Chorus, as I recall the story, the DePauw Infantry Chorus was a choir of black singers, black male singers, that were gotten together by Leonard DePauw, who was probably a sergeant or something at the time. And this is a black spiritual.
It is, and our soloist is Reggie Ford.
From April of 2012, Hall Johnson's arrangement of Ain't Got Time to Die with the Chorale, directed by Julie Beiler.
Lord, I keep so busy praising my Jesus.
Keep so busy praising my Jesus. Keep so busy praising my Jesus. Ain't got time to die.
Cause when I'm healing the sea,
I'm
I wanted to hear the applause after that one. It sounds like would have been well deserved, and I'm sure there was plenty of it.
Plenty, but our engineers strung them all together.
Cut it off. That's Ain't Got Time to Die, Hall Johnson's arrangement, featuring soloist Reggie Ford with The Chorale from Champaign-Urbana. That was from their Young Artist Scholarship Concert this past April. Julie Byler conducting. And where did you do that concert?
That was at Faith.
Faith United Methodist Church, yeah. And they're giving their pre-New Year's Eve concert on December the 30th. So we're a little early for that, simply because I'm not going to be on this doing the show next week. So we wanted to be sure to talk about the concert and also get the word out early that it will be an earlier than usual concert.
Right, and also a different place to get tickets to. Everything has moved from the Virginia. All of the administrative offices and everything have gone to the Bresnan Center.
Where is the Bresnan?
Oh, it's on Kenwood in Champaign.
I hadn't even heard of it.
I have the phone. It's where the park has its offices. And if I'm lucky, I'll have the phone number. Here it is, 398-2550. And the address is 706 Kenwood Road in Champaign.
And you can get tickets also online at the Champaign Park District website.
At the Virginia, it's still the Virginia website, www.thevirginia.org.
Okay, so you can order tickets that way.
You can. You can phone the Bresnan Center and have them hold them and go by and pick them up at your convenience. You can just stop over and get them, and you can get them online, thevirginia.org, and there will be sales at the door.
Of course. It's a pretty big place, so is the Virginia, and you usually get a good crowd for this concert.
We do, and we're hoping that everything cooperates, you know, the weather and... And if you're used to the Virginia and you want to be there, just wait till next year. But in the meantime, come to the Vineyard.
And then next year you'll see it fully renovated inside.
That'll be very exciting, yeah.
Yeah, because I think they're years and years of renovation, and they saved the auditorium for last.
Well, and they found the new frescoes, you know.
So. Oh, did they?
Oh, yes.
I haven't heard about this.
There's the Discovery in the Dome that someone just painted over. There are some frescoes under there that are lovely.
So this will be exciting.
Right.
And you have Eve Harwood. Sorry about that. Harwood with you. Eve is involved as a board member with Urbana Pops Orchestra, and there'll be members of Urbana Pops participating in this concert.
Members of the string section will be there. But Eve really has been connected with us for several years. When Dan Perino was not able to come on stage and lead the sing-along, he took a seat in the audience, and Eve came and became our sing-along leader.
For the New Year's Eve concert.
For the New Year's Eve concert, several years in a row.
And then Dan and I, a few years ago, Dan said, I think we should put together a show, you know, with young talent do a Broadway cabaret, he promoted that idea to Julie, said, we could be your guest artist next year. We'll get all the many young singers that he had worked with. So he and I put one of those together. 2009, maybe?
One of whom, by the way, was Eve's daughter, Molly Netter, who is a former scholarship winner, and she will be coming back to perform this New Year, this December 30th.
Because yeah, this is be careful.
Right. This is our 30th season, all told, and we've been inviting back students who have won the scholarship to each of our concerts. So we had two in November. We'll have Molly and Derek Manninfor. Both of these young people are involved in very prestigious programs at their school. Molly at Yale Music. I'll let Eve talk about that, but the Yale School of Music, and Derek at the Indiana University in piano there. So they and the Pops are our guests, yes.
Well, since you mentioned Molly Netter, we do have a recording of her with her mom, Eve Harwood. Where does this come from, recording?
This is a home recording, Molly, and this is a courtesy of our living room and garage band, so it's not high fidelity. But Molly and I wanted to give a Christmas present to Dan, and it was hard to find something for him. So what we did was record several of his favorite songs, ones that he had worked with her on. And so this one is Our Love Is Here to Stay.
Remind me, do you recall who wrote this song?
That would be Gershwin.
That is a Gershwin
song.
That's
a Gershwin. Okay. Yeah, it's the last one he wrote. And Ira wrote the words after his brother had died as a kind of homage to his brother. So it has a lot of meaning.
Well, it has even more meaning now. We mentioned Dan Perino twice now. Dan Perino just passed away earlier this year.
Right.
I hesitate to say this because it's always sound so trite, but a giant in the local music community, a fixture of the local music community, and a guy who's done so much for young people in music education, particularly, but also for jazz and for lots of other aspects of community.
Oh, and for the chorale. He was with us from the very beginning when we decided to do Music in the Park in 1983. I wasn't crazy enough to think that people would come to hear somebody they'd never heard of, so we invited William Warfield and Dan Perino and Medicare 789, and so he's been with us. He's never said no.
And people came.
And people came. They surely did. And he'll be there in spirit.
Dan often knew what he was talking about.
More
indeed.
Often.
Yes.
Here's Molly Netter and Eve Harwood, Our Love is Here to Stay by George Gershwin on Live and Local. Beautiful. Molly Netter. What is her voice part?
She's a soprano.
Sounds like it could go up or down.
Yes. That was subject of conversation with Dan more than once. But she's now really working on soprano repertoire because she's in a master's of vocal music at Yale. Yeah. She's in their early music chamber ensemble program. So she's a full-fledged soprano by now.
Which I think you should say how she was chosen and what an honor it is that she is.
That's Yale School of Music, of course, had a big endowment a number of years ago and so was able to offer full scholarships if you are accepted. She's in a program where they take four voices a year. One soprano,
one alto. For the early music program.
Right. One soprano, one alto, one tenor, one bass. and they sing in what's called the Voxtet. So there's four voices from the second year and four voices from the first year that make that Voxtet. So it was pretty competitive. She was, as I said, it's an honor to be nominated. She was invited to go audition and thrilled to be accepted.
Well,
as
congratulations
their
to Mom.
Soprano for the year.
And congratulations to proud mother.
Relieved mom, yes.
Financially, I'm sure.
Well, and also, yeah, you want to see your children advance, and it's a competitive world out there.
This is one of the reasons we keep inviting them back to perform, because you get to see the growth. That was Molly as a senior, right?
Yes.
Senior two years ago at Oberlin. She did her undergrad at Oberlin.
So I'm always amazed at the transformations that take place over the time. So it's a great pleasure.
And it's also, Molly is always happy to come back because the chorale was one of her first group of people that said, what you're doing is important, we support you, we're happy to see you advancing. It means a lot to young musicians to have that scholarship program in place.
I'm talking with Eve Harwood just now, who is, in fact, Molly Netter's mom, and also was a pianist in that recording, by the way, of Our Love is Here to Stay, and is involved as the sing-along leader for the chorale's concert on Sunday, December 30th at the Vineyard Church in Urbana, not at their usual place. We won't even mention that anymore. We'll just say this is where it is now, Sunday night on the 30th at 7 o'clock. And also talking with Julie Byler, who is director of the chorale, the community choral ensemble based in Champaign, Urbana, who have this annual concert. This year will be on the 30th. And also involved in this concert, members of the Urbana Pops, as you mentioned, from the strings.
True enough. Deborah Larson and talked to me about the possibility of our getting together on this program, and it's really quite appropriate. As I said, we've been around for 30 years, and our mission is twofold, and that is to present as much quality choral literature to the university or communities as possible, and also to support music education. And as I understand the mission of the Pops Orchestra, they also support music education in that they have, would it be right to call it a shadowing program, more or less?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they hire experienced adult musicians and then audition students to come in and sit beside them and play. So it was decided that the string section would come and play. So they'll be doing some lovely arrangement of Green Sleeves, and I would have to
A concerto for harp with their harpist Kathleen Dendler is coming, and another arrangement of one of the pieces by Daniel Sutherland, who's one of the conductors of the UPO.
So they'll be playing on their own. Will they be doing anything jointly with the chorale?
Our joint effort will be the final Auld Lang Syne, because even though, you know, we're trying to replicate the template as much as we can. So we'll sing Auld Lang Syne just a night earlier.
Well, December 30th, that's pretty close.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so Stephen Larson has put together an arrangement of Auld Lang Syne for the orchestra. And so they'll accompany the chorale and the audience.
Well, here is the Urbana Pops in music by Morton Gould, his Pavane from his the Symphonette number two, which is the only piece that you ever hear from that Symphonette number two. I've never heard the rest of it, I don't think. And this is from what concert, Eve?
This was their Made in America concert in July at Lincoln Square.
With Daniel conducting this one?
Yes, and Aaron Rahm on trumpet.
Daniel Sutherland leading the Urbana Pops here on Live and Local.
Thank you.
Your Band of Pops Orchestra from this past summer in Morten Gould's Pavan from his Symphonette Number 2. Aaron Rahm featured on the trumpet, Daniel Sutherland conducting, and you can hear the strings of the Urbana Pops as special guests, and for one song anyway, joining the chorale on their early New Year concert called Winter Around the World, Sunday, December 30th at the Vineyard Church in Urbana. You can get tickets through the Virginia Theater, virginiatheater.org, or by calling the Bresnan Meeting Center box office, Bresnan Meeting Center, 217-398-2550, or you can get tickets at the church the evening of the event. For more, if you missed that, you can get more details at thechorale.org. And if you want to know more about the Urbana Pops, it's urbanapops.org. Thanks very much to Julie Byler and Eve Harwood for joining us. And they point out that this is the only concert for which they charge money each year, and the money all goes towards supporting the scholarship program. So if you can make it, please do, and go on the 30th, not on the 31st, when they usually do these concerts.
Thanks, Kevin.
Here are some other events you can see and hear live in our listening area. Let's see what I can mention over this weekend. There's not a whole lot going on, but there's still a lot on the list. The Jeff Helgeson Quintet is playing jazz at the Iron Post in Urbana, starting 2 minutes from now at 5 o'clock, followed by Sam Payne and Friends. That'll be at 9 o'clock. Bah Humbug Productions presents the best Christmas pageant ever at Parkland Theater at Parkland College in Champaign tonight and Saturday at 7 with a Sunday matinee at 3 o'clock. Cardinal Stage Company presents a preview of The Wizard of Oz at Chumley Theater in Bloomington. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. Condition Blue play jazz at the Iron Post. This is impossible. That's two things going on at the Iron Post at 5 o'clock. Matt and Tom Torino are at Bouvon's in Urbana this evening at 6:30. Caleb Cook is at Black Rock Pizza Company in Urbana tonight at 6 o'clock. The Diva and the Dude are at Clark Bar in Champaign tonight at 6:30. And the Bement Country Opry Band presents its annual Christmas show at the Bement Country Opry at 8 o'clock tonight. We have support today from the Music Shop, celebrating 51 years of service to music education. The Music Shop serves over 200 school music programs with band and orchestra instruments, a large sheet music department, thousands of accessories, and private lessons at 27 East Market View Drive in Market View Plaza, Champaign, or at themusicshop.com. We also have support from these business partners: AgriGold Hybrids of Muhammad, Charles M. Hundley of Champaign, Michael Walker Consulting of Urbana, and Bates Commodities of Normal. These business partners join the Friends of WYLL in making great programs possible, and we thank you. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville.